What do you do when your wedding is 1 hour away? The cake is beautiful, the guests are seated, the vows are ready, and the food is completely missing? If you said, "Panic politely," congratulations, you are spiritually prepared for this story. Because today we're talking about the pizza delivery guy who walked into a wedding disaster and somehow turned into the most important person in the room. Not the groom, not the best man, not even the person who spent 3 months arguing over napkin colors. A pizza guy. And by the end of this story, he wasn't just delivering dinner. He was delivering hope. Hey friends, welcome back to Storytime, where the drama is mild, the endings are sweet, and somehow pizza keeps saving everybody's life. Today's story is about a wedding that was teetering on the edge of becoming a very expensive group therapy session, until one very ordinary man in a red uniform and one very overworked delivery bag changed everything. And honestly, if you've ever had a big event go sideways, you're going to feel this one deep in your soul. Let's get into it. The wedding was supposed to be perfect. You know the kind of perfect that only exists in planning meetings and inspirational Pinterest boards? White flowers, soft music, a cake so elegant it looked like it had a trust fund. The bride was glowing, the groom was trying to act calm, and everybody kept saying things like, "This is going to be such a beautiful day," which of course is a dangerous thing to say out loud, because weddings can smell confidence from 3 counties away and immediately decide to humble you. The ceremony went beautifully. There were happy tears. There was a tiny toddler who apparently took the phrase "ring bearer" as a personal challenge and tried to sprint down the aisle at full speed. There were speeches, hugs, and at least one uncle who clapped so hard he nearly launched his coffee into the floral arrangement. Then came the reception. And this is where the universe leaned in and whispered, "Let's have some fun." The food was delayed, not a little delayed, not "the mashed potatoes are running 10 minutes behind." I mean delayed, like the caterer had apparently entered a different dimension. At first, everyone was still relaxed. People said things like, "No worries, it'll come." Then 10 more minutes passed, then 20. Then the bride started doing that smile people do when they are trying very hard not to become a headline. The groom's jaw tightened. The wedding coordinator was on the phone doing the kind of fast, sharp whispering that only happens when somebody is both apologizing and preparing to faint. Meanwhile, the guests were getting hungry. And if you've ever been around hungry wedding guests, you know that's not a cute situation. Hungry people at a wedding stop being guests and start becoming a committee. Suddenly everyone had opinions. Maybe the appetizers are next. Maybe they're plating in the back. Maybe they're doing one of those fancy delays on purpose. But the truth was much less fancy. The food had not arrived, and nobody could figure out where it was. So one of the bridesmaids did what every modern person does in a crisis. She called the restaurant. Now, this was not a glamorous phone call. This was not one of those movie moments where the hero shouts, "Tell me where the truck is!" This was more like, "Hi, yes, hi, just checking on our order, the wedding order, the very large wedding order, the one for the people standing here with increasingly sharp feelings." At first, there was confusion. Then there was more confusion. Then there was that special kind of silence that tells you someone on the other end is about to say the words no one wants to hear. The order had been mixed up. For a wedding, which is already bad, but the truly heroic part of this disaster is that the wedding was happening right then. Like, the guests were literally dressed for celebration and the clock was ticking toward, "We should probably feed these people before they start chewing on the decorative rosemary." The coordinator tried to improvise. There were backup snacks, but backup snacks at a wedding are like putting a bandage on a broken refrigerator. Yes, it helps emotionally, but nobody is pretending it fixes the situation. The bride and groom had that look people get when they are forced to act calm in public while their brains are sliding off a cliff. And that's when the restaurant made a very simple, very ordinary decision. They sent out the delivery guy, just one driver, with a van full of pizza and a destiny far greater than anybody could have planned. His name was Marco. Not a dramatic name, not a thunder and lightning name, just Marco. A regular guy with regular shoes, a warm jacket, and the kind of expression that says he has seen some things and would prefer not to make a big deal about it. Marco pulled up to the venue expecting a simple drop-off. Maybe a polite handoff. Maybe a tired, thanks, man. Maybe someone in the kitchen tossing him a tip and a paper plate with one lonely slice. Instead, he arrived to find a wedding hovering on the edge of collapse. The bride was trying to smile through chaos. The groom was pacing. The coordinator looked like she had just lost a fight with time itself. And a group of guests was standing around the buffet area, staring at empty serving trays like they might magically refill if they believed hard enough. Marco blinked, then blinked again. Because this was not a normal delivery. This was a scene. Now, most delivery drivers would do the sensible thing. Hand over the pizzas, get the signature, leave before anyone asks them to help fix the emotional weather. But Marco looked at the situation and did something rare. He asked, "What happened?" Just that. Not in a nosy way. Not in a dramatic way. Just a calm, human way that said, "I am here, and I am not scared of the problem." The coordinator explained the mix-up in about 8 stressed-out sentences, and by sentence 4, Marco had already started doing mental math. How many pizzas did he have? How many guests were there? Could these boxes be arranged buffet style? Could pizza, under the right conditions, become elegant? The answer, it turns out, is yes. This is the part where most stories either fall apart or become legendary. Marco set his delivery bag down, looked at the venue staff, and said, "Okay, we can work with this." That sentence, my friends, is what separates a regular Tuesday from a miracle. He started helping immediately. First, he checked the pizzas to make sure they were still hot. Then he asked for tables. Then he started coordinating like a man who had somehow become the temporary mayor of carbohydrates. Someone found extra plates. Someone else found napkins. A cousin with a Bluetooth speaker, who had absolutely not been useful until this exact moment, was suddenly very eager to assist. Marco suggested cutting the pizzas into smaller slices so people could sample more than one kind. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Because now, instead of, "We're serving pizza at a wedding," it became, "We have an artisanal family-style pizza experience." And let's be honest, if you say it with enough confidence, people will accept almost anything. The guests, who 5 minutes earlier had been quietly preparing to write furious internal monologues, began to perk up. Pepperoni, cheese, veggie, sausage. There was one pizza with extra toppings that looked like it had been assembled by someone who trusted Joy. The smell alone changed the mood. It drifted through the room like a friendly rescue mission. People started laughing again. The bride actually let out a genuine laugh, the kind that comes from realizing the day is not ruined, just rewritten. And the groom, bless him, gave Marco a look that said, "You, sir, are now part of this family whether you like it or not." Here's the amazing thing about pizza. It doesn't care about formalities. Pizza understands the assignment. Pizza shows up and says, "Are we feeding people? Great, let's do this." And that's exactly what happened. The slices were passed around, and suddenly the wedding shifted from stressed and stiff to warm and noisy and alive. Guests who had been sitting in awkward silence started talking to each other. Older relatives who didn't know anyone suddenly had very strong opinions about which topping combination was superior. One little kid proudly declared that the cheese pizza was the best wedding thing ever, which is a sentence that should be engraved on a plaque somewhere. The bride and groom finally sat down and ate. Actually ate. not just picked at a fruit garnish and forgot to chew because they were too busy being polite. They sat there side by side with greasy napkins and relieved smiles and took a breath. And in that moment, the whole room felt it. The wedding had not gone according to plan, but it had gone according to heart. People remember perfection for about 3 seconds. They remember the feeling forever. And the feeling that night was gratitude. Because a pizza delivery guy had turned a disaster into a story everyone would tell for years. Not because he had to, not because it was in the job description, but because he saw people in trouble and thought, I can help. Which, frankly, is the kind of heroism that deserves its own parking spot. After the chaos settled down and the wedding got back on its feet, the bride and groom went looking for Marco. And there he was, back near the entryway, looking a little embarrassed by all the attention. That's another thing about real-life heroes. They rarely stand in the center of the room with their hands on their hips, waiting for applause. They mostly look like they'd rather get back to work. The couple thanked him over and over. The coordinator thanked him. The guests thanked him. Someone's aunt tried to adopt him socially on the spot. Then came the tip. And let me tell you, it was not a normal tip. It was the kind of tip that makes your eyes widen and your eyebrows leave town. Because when a wedding is saved, people do not hand you a few crumpled bills and a mint. They hand you gratitude. They hand you laughter. They hand you the knowledge that you showed up at the exact right moment and made a day better. Marco, of course, said he was just doing his job. But that's the thing. Sometimes just doing your job is exactly what saves the day. Sometimes being kind, calm, and willing to help is more powerful than any grand plan. And for the rest of that wedding, Marco was not the pizza guy. He was the man who saved dinner. He was the unexpected guest of honor. He was, in the most delicious way possible, a legend. So let's take a breath and remember how this masterpiece of chaos unfolded. The wedding food got mixed up. Panic started bubbling up everywhere. The guests were hungry. The bride and groom were stressed. And then a pizza delivery guy named Marco arrived with a van full of the one food that can unite a room faster than almost anything on earth. He didn't just deliver pizzas. He helped reorganize the whole situation. He turned a crisis into a shared meal. He helped the wedding feel joyful again. And he proved that sometimes the smallest acts of help can become the biggest memories. That's the magic of a good story. Not everything goes right. But sometimes, just when it looks like everything is falling apart, a very ordinary person shows up and makes it all okay. So here's to Marco, the pizza guy who saved a wedding and probably made every future family gathering a little harder to top. If you enjoyed this story, give the video a like, subscribe for more funny and feel-good tales, and tell me in the comments, what's the best emergency food you could imagine saving a disaster with? Pizza? Tacos? A heroic tray of grilled cheese? And if you want another story full of chaos, kindness, and one very unexpected hero, you're going to love the next one. Because over here at Storytime, somehow, the plot always gets better when dinner arrives.